They don't ask him about that because he's talked enough.
Yeah.
There's been so much time that's gone on since we've heard from Vivek. People got a lot of stuff to ask him.
Yeah. Right.
They got a lot of stuff.
So, Vivek, going back to Michael Malone.
Right.
Can you tell us why Chris Mullin left the organization 12 years ago?
So, yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't talk either. Or excuse me, I shouldn't say that. I understand why he doesn't.
Do you
talk.
Think it would have mattered to people if Vivek had been in front of the visible, just off to the side, greeting Scott Perry as he comes down, shaking his hand, getting the photo op, getting the, you know, the camera shot, and literally not introducing him, never speaking a word, just shaking his hand as he comes down and walking out of the press room together?
No, because I think people, you say this a lot with other people, I think people feel how they feel about Vivek.
I think that would have been worse, too.
There's nothing
really?
That can change.
Yeah. I guess that's what it boils down to, is Jesse thinks that would have been worse. I don't think there's a scenario that would have been good.
Right.
Unless he sits down and gives this no holds barred in. Go ahead, guys. We've got, you can't, hey, everyone, sorry, guys, come back tomorrow. I'm going to sit down. You ask every question you want. That's the only thing people will be thrilled about.
It's going to look like Al Pacino on Any Given Sunday, you know, when he leaves and just everybody. That's what it's going to be like. But the whole.
The Jim Rome character. Did you get that?
The whole point of me bringing it up was they were like, I'm a Vex account. He didn't show up to Monty's press conference either. Now, it was his introductory press conference. It was COVID time, so that was a little different as well. But I looked.
What a time.
At least when I looked at the video, Vivek wasn't
on. Yeah, it was on Zoom.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. He went, and Monty had a mask on and everything. But he wasn't, like I said, maybe I didn't go far enough into the video. But when I saw it, he wasn't on stage with
him. We probably aired it live, like I'm sure he wasn't. I'm looking to see. Let's see, that's draft. I just YouTube searched. I don't know why I phrased it that way. I just searched Vlade Divac press conference. I was looking to see if I could find him introduced as the general manager. I have found a lot of firings in post-trade deadlines, but nothing for an introductory press conference. I assume Vivek didn't introduce him, but I wonder if I search Vivek.
I got it right here. Here's Monty by himself, just walking, just like Scott Perry did.
I was searching Vlade.
Oh, Vlade. Oh, see if he introduced.
Yeah, I was trying to see if he introduced Vlade. And I searched for Vivek press conference, and I've got nothing. Just nothing. I'm getting A's coverage at this point. got Vivek at the Tech Summit 5 years ago. Owning this basketball team has aged our brother.
Man, I'm telling you.
I just found this Real Sports. He looks like a young man. But of course it was 11 years ago, so people age.
I see when Dave Yeager was hired in Vivek, yeah, excuse me, Vladdy's there introducing Dave Yeager.
Probably begrudgingly.
When's just, Luke's contract?
I just interviewed 47 coaches and now I gotta hire this guy.
Here's Vladdy on the firing of Dave
Yeager. See, I can find a lot of those.
Yeah, like you said, you ain't going to find Vivek around here. You ain't going to find Vivek. So, yeah, that was the whole point. Like, he doesn't seem to attend a lot of, if any, of these. So
that's fine.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine. We'll talk to James Hamm about Scott Perry and the Kings orders of business. Coming up, James will join us shortly. He's here in the building. We'll just go grab him and have him come hang out with us for a little bit. Let's start leaving, for a moment at least, the Sacramento Kings news and touch on what happened in the association last night. The Pacers beat the Bucks ass. Mm. It's not just the number of points that they win by. Mm. It's the fact that this, at the very least, appears to be a true, like, legit NBA rivalry. Like, there seems to be something either with these two teams or these group of players that they don't like each other.
Yeah.
And the fact that the Bucks have absolutely nothing for them is either embarrassing or, man, we joked yesterday, Casey and I, it might not be the summer of Giannis. It might be the spring of Giannis.
Mm.
Giannis is going to be the first superstar to ask out before Memorial Day. He's going to be like, man, get me out of here.
It looks bad right
now. It's not good.
It looks bad. And I was watching where, once again, the game was on as I was driving home, like towards the end of it. And they had the little dust up with Dame and Tyrese. Bobby Portis and Siakam got a technical. And to your point, the Bucks look like they just hate the Pacers. Like, they hate those guys. That group of Milwaukee Bucks players can't stand that group of Indiana Pacer players. Nembhard gets the ball. Giannis is stuck on him. He gives him a little jab. Nembhard steps back, drains the three. Game over. And I sat there and I was like, they can't do anything about it. That might even piss them off even more. Like Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Because they can't stand these guys. They don't think they're that good for as much talking as they probably do, but you guys can't do anything about it. Like, they're going to get their
shut up and like it.
Right. They're going to get their, you know, when they play the Celtics or whatever, they'll get slapped up and they'll get humbled in that way, but you guys can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, that's got to be tough. That has to be tough, because, like I said, to be able to be in that position, not like a team like that, and want so bad to shut them up, but you can't do anything about it. Tough. Tough, tough, tough.
And poor Doc Rivers and Darvin Ham just...
I forgot about Doc.
Just standing there.
Doc is there in this whole situation again, and... Oh, man, poor Doc.
Oh, what would be the ultimate Doc Rivers redemption moment? Go down 3-1.
Well, nobody's giving us credit for even being in the playoffs.
No, wait a minute. Here's my day to do impressions. that's terrible.
Kind of okay. Like Doc was about to die right now.
Well, that's Doc. That's
Doc on his last breath.
I'm going to tell you.
Just rest, Doc. Just
it
rest.
Sounds more... Sounds more like Vito Corleone after he gets shot in The Godfather.
That was hilarious.
I'm just going to start cutting off your impressions with impressions.
It's pretty funny.
I'm going to cut off your impressions with worse impressions.
Now, I want to see you try and cut this one off, because I told them the final boss is done.
Is that Barack? That's Barack Obama. No.
It's ain't Barack.
No, that's Barack.
The Rock.
No, I know what this Barack Obama sounds actually, like. That's Barack Obama.
Actually, this is Dwayne you're talking to. And I told them we had 6 weeks. 6 weeks, guys.
It's not Dwayne. It's DJ.
6 weeks.
It's DJ. I'm DJ.
You're right.
I'm DJ.
I told him DJ.
Yeah.
You got 6 weeks to get this done. All right? You don't need the final boss anymore. I'm gone. I'm out of the way. I'm not doing anything anymore. I'm here. You guys got everything you need right there for you. Where you at? Where's Dwayne?
Well, see, Dwayne. First of all, that's not Dwayne. Second of all, like I spent years. Like I don't have the Dwayne. I could hit the I'm trying to go. Oh, you're out here talking about Vivek Ranadive, popcorn fart, not showing up at a press conference. See, that's the Rock.
Not 1999.
Yeah, that's. Well, sadly, that's also 2023.
Yeah. Like, good point.
The Rock's promos have any.
It's the same.
It's all the same. I do love how from one day your Dwayne impression started sounding like Barack Obama.
Well, sometimes it's just direct when it's Obama like this. I'm not trying to do Obama, but that's what it is. But then sometimes you got to say it like that. And you got to get in there.
And
you got to say, hey. You got 6 weeks, guys.
And that's Dwayne.
That's Dwayne. You guys, you heard it. You heard it. You got 6 weeks.
No.
And you don't need me anymore. You don't need the final boss anymore.
Don't need this impression.
I'm gone. It's up to you guys. We did what we had to do. Triple H couldn't sell tickets. That's why they needed me. I'm here. And now, it's up to you guys. The final boss is gone. You heard it, Jesse.
No.
You heard it.
I can't believe people haven't stopped listening to this show by now. It's just absolutely incredible to me.
Yeah, King's new GM gets introduced. It's a new era in King's basketball.
It's another, new era.
Yeah, meanwhile, these two are like, hey, listen to my impression.
Jesse really is the funniest person on this show. Jesse's dry-ass sense of humor is funny.
Just talk.
All right, look. Who's going number one in the NFL draft? We only got a limited amount of time, and the draft is tomorrow.
Our draft coverage tomorrow is going to be crazy. We've been waiting 6 weeks to cover the draft. I can guarantee it's not getting talked about today.
It wasn't long ago we would have did an 8-hour show.
Oh my God.
Wow. Jesus.
Planning for those was crazy. Like, all right, I got to get myself two lunches. It's going to be a long time.
To think, there was a time where our brand manager was literally like, I'm going to see if you guys die. You ever hear the phrase, work you to death? Why did we give it a shot?
Why did we do an 8-hour show? Like, looking back, we did 8 hours of radio. Nobody else does that. Competing against nobody. Hey, what if you guys just did an 8-hour show? They're all hits.
Yeah, no. They're over there doing golf to go. And we're like, no, we're just going to keep going.
We did a long show for Keegan.
Yeah.
Davion. We did one for Tyrese, too. Did we do NBA drafts?
We did. Because it was late at night when we got done with Tyrese draft. Talked to his dad.
Yeah, that's right.
The home stretch, about 720 hits. All right, guys, we got Keegan Murray's brother's sister on the line.
Oh, that was a shoot.
The NFL one, which...
Well, the NFL, the Brock Purdy, Trey Lance was crazy.
Yeah.
Because it started with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And we had Trey on that day. Trey Wingo, who had some good intel into this story. And I think that's the one time in this show's history we reran something.
Mm.
We reran the Trey Wingo interview so we had time to eat. We reran the interview just so we could grab a couple of minutes to, you know, have something to eat before the draft started.
And that one, we didn't go 8 hours. When did we get off?
We might have gone
6:30 or something.
Yeah,
like
we might have gone 6 or 7. Because the thing was, the 49ers draft third. Mm-hmm. We could probably get out of this a little quicker than we could. And I think like maybe one draft was 8 hours. One was like 7. Yeah. Maybe a couple of them were 7.
I forgot. When did we get out of the Keegan draft?
And then just came back the next day.
Tired.
Barely got sleep.
All
like,
talked
back
out.
At it again, guys.
Well, that's like doing the show at Sky River when we did the Veterans Day show.
Oh, man.
And then it's just show up for work the next day. Do a regular show in the studio.
Oh,
we're working on something different, though. Instead of a live broadcast at Sky River. That idea actually is already dead. I'll tell you about it. Never mind. I'll tell you about it. We'll get everybody caught up.
It's dead.
We got to so two orders of business, and we're going to grab James Hamm. We've got Lakers, Timberwolves, and I want to do Bump It or Dump It.
Okay.
I want to do Bump It or Dump It. So we've got that coming up. If you missed yesterday's show, it's fantastic. Nothing went wrong yesterday when we did this. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. James Hamm going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk to James about the introductory press conference for Scott Perry, which took place earlier today. Plus, coming up at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, your chance at a $500 e-Visa gift card, the Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway, courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the big guy. Vince Bloom, your chance to win $500 gift card coming up at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We'll give you a keyword. You enter that keyword over at ESPN1320.com, and just like that, you will have an opportunity to win. So we talked about the Pacers. The Pacers are just absolutely punking the Milwaukee Bucks, and this thing. And this was always my like question mark with the Bucks and Giannis and the future of that team. Mm-hmm. If it ends bad, yeah, I don't know how you bring this group back. I don't know how you don't figure out a way to move on from Dame, Giannis, like do whatever you got to do, because losing in the first round is tough. Getting punked by a younger team the way that you are is tough. Mm-hmm. And the Bucks are staring at all of that. All of it.
And one of the things I thought about yesterday as we were talking about it, it does kind of feel like it's all delaying the inevitable.
It's happening no matter what.
Yeah. Mm. Like you might be able to hold it off for a year, maybe even two.
Mm.
But Giannis is leaving at some point. And I'm not here to say just do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't necessarily feel that way the way I did when Dame was mm-hmm. in Portland, because Milwaukee is still, there's relatively speaking, they're a winning team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Portland, when they were trying to hold on to that, they were fighting for 10 seeds and 11. Mm-hmm. Like, just let's stop.
Waste of time, yeah.
So I don't want to say just make the move now, but I think they should all wrap their brains around what's inevitable.
It feels like it's better to make the move now than before it's too late.
You could get good things from New York if they get bounced in the playoffs early, too.
Mm-hmm.
You could get a lot from New York.
Even get a cat, maybe.
You could get a cat. You could get a cat. You could get a cat. You might be able to get an OG.
What's
you
cat?
Think they would keep OG or Michael?
OG. Yeah, I think they would keep OG.
I'd keep Michael.
You hate OG and Anobi. What that man do to you?
I don't hate OG. I don't hate OG. I think Michael's better than OG, though.
I'm a Mikal Bridges guy for sure. All right. I guess they're on the same level. Sure.
You know,
like,
what I mean?
I think OG's a little better, yeah. But I still look at Mikal. Oh man, what's there?
Mm.
Like what's really, really there?
Mm.
I don't feel like I know,
yeah.
And maybe I do, and just won't accept it. Yeah. But yeah, maybe that move is there for New York.
Yeah,
shame if New York got eliminated early, huh, Jesse?
Yeah, it'd be a shame if it happened in Detroit.
You guys finished? Are you done?
No, I was talking to my producer.
Disrespect. And
what is disrespectful, actually? All
nobody,
I've ever done is tell the truth about the Knicks.
Nobody was even talking about the Knicks getting eliminated. Why are we even bringing that up?
Because it ties into the Bucks, and like it if does. The Knicks fall like, flat,
man,
like they've
along.
Done since 1973,
well,
then they'd be more inclined
I mean,
to
history
maybe make a big deal.
Says it's going to happen.
Yes.
A lot of people are saying the Titans are locked in at number one in Cam Ward.
Why do you take such offense to us making fun of the Knicks?
Because it's just disrespectful. Just disrespect.
Well, no, it's just weird that you take
I've
it personally.
I've never made fun of anybody. Like, the truth is that teams above, like 500 and above, the Knicks are 15-23. That is a fact.
I didn't even think the record was that good.
Well, against the top three in the league, they're offers.
Oh, wow.
Another
like,
fact.
Oh, like none.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
My producer is providing clarity to the subject that we're discussing.
Well, therefore, if they lose to another over 500 team in the Pistons,
you
maybe they
often.
Trade Cat for Giannis.
You do that often. You talk just in our ear. You don't talk over there. Do that, all right? Do that when you talk about the Knicks. Why do they got to go over there?
I'm just trying to produce, man.
Man, you just take it so personally. It's so weird. Lighten up, pal.
Bing bong.
Come on.
You're hitting us with the... It's
come
still,
on.
You got that it's still real to me energy, damn it.
Yeah, but the Bucks look dumb. Now, you know, maybe you get one of those things where, like, hey, they did what they were supposed to do. They held serve
sure.
at home.
Mm-hmm.
Going back
it's
to
not
Milwaukee.
What it looked like.
I know.
It's not what it looked like. I get it. Maybe that's all that happened. Back. Yeah.
Grasping the straws. I don't think the Bucks can beat these guys.
The thing that's killing me, the thing that I just keep looking at the books, the Pacers don't even look phased. It's like the Pacers look like a boxer who their opponent lands a shot and they go,
they just walk right through it.
That's cute. You really just hit me with your best shot. That's what the Pacers look like last night. The Bucks would get within like 7, 8, 9, whatever it was, and the Pacers would come down, hit it. They would laugh at them. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Lillard. They're laughing at you.
Damn.
That's tough. That is tough. It's not just losing. It's the way you're losing. That makes me think this isn't holding serve. They are not afraid of you. They are going into that locker room yesterday going, we are going to sweep their bum asses. Do not let up one single game. Get their sorry asses out of here. And, hell, I watch enough TV. I listen to enough podcasts. End this version of the Milwaukee Bucks forever.
Now, here's what I do think is going to happen. Once again, could be completely wrong.
Never.
I think this is a 7-game series.
The Pacers and Bucks?
Yeah.
See something I don't.
Well, let's just see how this plays out. You know, Indiana looks incredible for 2 games at home. They go to Milwaukee. Giannis goes crazy. Dame starts hitting shots. Pfizer form going crazy. Dame time, all this other stuff. They even it at 2. And then we get back to Indiana. Same thing happens again. And then with everything on the line, Milwaukee shows up and we got a game 7. I think the Pacers will win a game 7 in Indiana.
I think it's coming back 3-1. That's what I was thinking. Your little Dame time thing is going to happen in game 4. No, then they won't, because if they're down 0-3, they're going to quit. If they win...
I'm with you.
It's 3-1.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think the series is done in 5.
It's 3-1, but they'd have to win game 3, because if they're down 0-3, I think they tap out.
You guys might be right, but once again, we saw these two teams last year in the playoffs, and I think Indiana won the 2 games in Indiana.
But like this?
One of the games was like a double overtime.
Looking at them sideways.
One of the games was a double overtime. The other one, I think, was a relatively easy win. And they had a chance to put them away in Milwaukee. Milwaukee beat the snot out of them. They went to Milwaukee and beat the snot out of them. No Dame. I don't think one of them guys, and no Giannis, didn't play. Patrick Beverly was talking crazy.
They didn't even play in the same game in the playoffs, did they? Mm-mm. Giannis?
I don't think Giannis played at all.
Giannis didn't play at all in the postseason. Because didn't Dame miss games last year, too?
Yeah. So it's just Indiana's a really good team. Like I think they're really good. I'm on a train with Jesse with them. But I don't think they can just destroy somebody on the road like that.
I don't think that's them. Okay. We'll see.
First round losses would be tough for those fans in Cream City.
See.
What'd I do?
All right. Technically, he's not wrong.
He could have said Milwaukee.
He could have. He chose not to. He knew what he was doing. Which version of the Los Angeles Lakers is the real version of the Los Angeles Lakers? The one we saw last night. In fact, I'll flip this. Which version of the Minnesota Timberwolves is the real version? The one we saw last night or the one we saw in game 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, can I meet you in the middle?
Yeah, no, because that's what they are.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they are.
They are a better version of the Kings. Like, you just don't know what you're getting from night to night. And they're obviously a better team. Yeah. So they're doing this in the playoffs and not in February, even though they did it in February. But... yeah, you just don't know what you're going to get. I was so frustrated last night, and I tried not to tweet it. I think I ended up tweeting it. I'm not trying to be like a bully or be mean to this guy. But Why was Rudy in the game in the fourth quarter?
Luka Doncic hates that man. Luka lives to destroy Rudy Gobert's life.
Why was he out there? What was Finch doing? That was their game plan, to isolate. I got distracted because literally on my iPad, I'm watching the EuroLeague playoffs, and Sasha just got presented first team all league. Okay. At half court. Right here. So sorry.
I got Sasha Vezenkov, the player the entire world knows can play basketball except for Mike Brown.
He just went back to EuroLeague and started killing again. But yeah, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to isolate Gobert and get switches on him, whether it's obviously Luka or LeBron or Austin Reeves even. And then you get into a situation where I got so frustrated so many times where Rudy fumbling the ball all over the place, gets offensive rebound, can't be strong and put it back up, gets pinned up against the glass. There was one time last night, I don't know if you saw this, when the shot went up and Rudy, I'm sure he got hit, but the ball was there. He gets hit in the eye and he just, starts holding his eye. Mm-hmm. Lakers offensive rebound. Oh, you can't say, oh, no. Then somebody gets the ball and then he's back defending. Well, if it hurt that damn bad, you would be on the ground somewhere.
Like if LeBron.
The Clips are out there.
They're out there. Got him with the Terry Funk. My, the
Clips are out there. That was a crazy call. There was two crazy calls in that one, both for Julius Randle.
Yep.
If Julius, it was called a charge on Julius. Luka Doncic was there. They called it a charge on the floor. Julius takes the shot, makes the shot. Offensive foul going the other way. They review it. They change the call. Why wasn't that an and one? So that was bizarre. And then later in the game, Julius goes up for a floater. He brings his hand down, and somehow that's an offensive foul on LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
His hand makes contact with LeBron damn near when the ball's in the net. How are we wiping away the score? Oh, come on, man.
LeBron a wild dude. LeBron a wild dude.
That's your GOAT, man.
It is the GOAT right there.
That's your GOAT, Jesse. That's your GOAT. This is how we behave.
Facts. Oh, my neck. My back.
This is how we behave. My back.
So I guess it's just how this generation of players is.
Mike would never. I'll say
Jason Tatum, I hope your bone bruise heals up. Stay safe.
And another shot at Jason Tatum.
I just said I hope his bone bruise heals up. He's going to miss the game today. We got a playoff game, but he's going to miss because it's damaged. So,
he's out for real?
He's doubtful, but.
Oh, he's doubtful.
I mean.
Streak continues. Another shot at my boy Tatum.
It's not a shot. Tell him to get well. It's a bone bruise.
Mike would never. Kobe would never.
Kobe definitely wouldn't. Kobe absolutely wouldn't.
Mike would try to punch somebody.
Well, yeah, Mike has punched somebody.
Remember when he attacked Reggie Miller for no reason?
Yes. Yeah.
Reggie used to get under people's skin, boy.
Reggie used to get under Mike's skin.
Well, he got John Starks tossed out of a playoff game.
I don't think that's that difficult, for being honest with you. I think I could get John Starks tossed out of a playoff game today.
Yeah, man.
Let's get Mitch in here, 916-909-1320. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Damon, Casey.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's correct? I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I just came back from vacation in Virginia.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Retired people don't have vacations. This is visiting family. My brother and my sister. I went to that game on Sunday in Baltimore, Cincinnati. Guy, De La Cruz. My daughters have to get this guy.
Okay, settle down.
He can run, he can hit.
Yeah, no, they don't, bro. He needs to stay in Cincinnati. That was the 24-2 game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I called two home runs. I called it. I'm not saying I'm going to make a career out of this, but great guy. I'd never been to a game like that. 24 hits, 24 runs. Even the catch for the Orioles, Atley Ruxton, I believe his name is. He's good. I mean, I think he hit that ball to. I think he hit the warehouse out there in right field.
Well, he wasn't good on Sunday.
It was a great game. So a lot of talent around here. Even your Giants there. But I'll get back to basketball. The Lakers. You know why they're getting a little tired there? This guy Jackson Hayes plays 9 minutes, 11 minutes, and he's the youngster. Come on, you have to give more.
No points.
Pathetic. And I want to make a point. I saw the Miami game. I think it was in the I forgot what you call it to get into playing games.
Yeah.
Davion Mitchell. Wasn't he a king?
He was.
He was, Mitch.
That was some game. I know he's above 6'2", so that might not meet our criteria. But that was, he played in overtime in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
We could have used him in our playing game.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah, that's a good take by you, Mitch.
Boy.
It's a good take.
The amount of rope that you gave him on that one.
No, I was fading him, but it was like kind of entertaining.
It's
kind of
cooking.
It was like, I
what
cook
was
right
he
there.
Talking about the first 5 minutes? Baseball?
He visited his family. His brother and sister, I believe, live in Virginia.
Was he talking about one single game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that the Dodgers need to get De La Cruz.
Okay. Love you, Mitch.
That was his close.
And then what was the basketball? Oh, Jackson Hayes. Yeah.
Yeah. Jackson Hayes, of course. Yeah. He's the reason that things are the way.
He had a tough night.
Well.
What did he do that was stupid?
I don't know what he did that got under Mitch's skin.
Oh, yeah. That was a big pathetic by Mitch.
Pathetic. You see when Luka, they just let Luka do whatever, the referees. He cursed all three refs out. They just kept it moving.
Yeah, you got full Draymond Green levels of authority over those guys. James is going to join us in a minute. You want to do Bump It or Dump It real quick?
Let's do Bump It or
Dump
It.
We definitely need music.
Yeah.
Definitely need music.
We're going to figure it out. All right, here we go. Headline.
Yep.
Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods lead all-time highest paid athletes.
Bump it. Let's go.
Despite retiring from play in 2003, Michael Jordan is still untouchable when it comes to athlete earnings. A new list from Sportico places MJ at the top of the highest earning athletes of all time, having brought in an inflation-adjusted return of $4.15 billion in his lifetime. Tiger second with $2.79 billion. Ronaldo at 2.3 is third. LeBron, $1.8 billion is fourth, and Messi at 1.85, rounding out the top five. Now, real quick, I want to ask you a question because I do have this up. Who do you think is, I'm just going to take a number here.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is number 10 all time?
Number 10 all time. I'll
do this real quick. I'll help you out.
Okay.
Six is Arnold Palmer. Seven is Jack Nicklaus. Eight is David Beckham. Nine is Roger Federer. Number 10 is...
Oh, I was going to say Roger Federer. Soccer player?
Nope.
No.
Is it Floyd?
No, Floyd's money's not real. No way.
Floyd at $1.52 billion.
I'll get that one.
Okay. You can. I want an audit. I want a full-on audit for Floyd's money. What's Jordan's number?
Jordan was lost it. I got you. It's 4.15.
And Tiger?
Tiger's 2.79.
Mm. Right. Okay, I'm calling cap on number 10.
Oh, wow.
Calling cap. Respect the game, man. Respect the game.
No, I'm throwing a flag. I'm throwing a flag. Go ahead.
Next one. Lions president wants draft back in Detroit. Takes shots at the Packers.
Dump it. Don't care. Do not care.
Thank you for that one.
Congrats. You're the worst franchise in the NBA.
Okay, bump it. Bump it. Who are we talking?
The franchise that was voted the worst in the, and this was an Athletic article.
Uh-huh.
The league's worst organization was the Charlotte Hornets, according to an anonymous NBA player survey conducted by The Athletic. Of 113 players surveyed, 38.1% voted for Charlotte.
That's a lot higher than the percentage that voted for Tyrese Halliburton.
It's a lot higher.
There are people who clearly feel a certain way about the Charlotte Hornets.
That is.
Yeah, I am mad at it. I am mad at it.
Here we go. Well, I'm interested to see what you do here. The Texas Rangers are introducing the golden chicket.
Chicket?
Chicket.
Just out of curiosity, bump it.
Good call.
This is pretty fire. Have you seen this?
No, no clue what this
to
is.
To be clear, you're saying...
Chicket, like a chicken, but ticket, chicket, chicken, chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
A chicken and a ticket mixed together.
I think part of that is the sponsor is like Chicket Barbecue or something like that.
Okay.
So this is actually pretty fire. Fans who buy a mezzanine ticket for the team's April 28th game against the A's will get a free ticket to the next home game if the Rangers win.
Okay.
The streak continues until the Rangers lose a home game. So if you buy a ticket to that April 28th game and they win, and say they just win 16 straight games at home, you got a free ticket to all of
them. I don't hate it. I like it.
That's
fire. Good stuff.
That is fire.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Shout out to the Rangers. All right, I got one more for you.
Okay.
Fyre Festival gets into music streaming.
You got 2.5 minutes.
I was gonna say,
if not, you better bump it, pal.
I was gonna say dump it, and I looked at the clock, and it was like, well, go ahead.
Well, if you want to dump it, I got another one.
No, go ahead. We're here.
Okay. A Deadline exclusive reveals that Fyre Festival, the days-long music event that never was, is now being rebranded as a music.
I changed my mind. Dump it. Just go to the next one. I can't with these people. I can't with Ja Rule.
2024-2025, awful announcing local NBA
saw
announcer
this.
Ratings.
Yeah, go ahead. Bump this. I saw this. Who's number 30?
The Dubs.
Who's number 30? And then I think for the second straight year, number 10.
Number 10 is your Sacramento Kings with Mark Jones, Katie Christensen, and Kyle Draper. Their most common grade was a C, and their percentage of ABC grades, I don't know what that means. Oh, they didn't get like, well, they did, but the percentage of ABC grades are 79%. So most of the time they were getting A, B, or C, not Ds or Fs. So one of the...
And number one was, I think, for the second straight year.
It was
the Knicks.
Yes.
It was the Knicks were number one.
And they deserve it.
I can't remember who number two was. I think Chicago was number three. Stacey King and them boys was number three.
Give me a second. I got y'all pull this up because I wrote down just the Kings stuff.
But. Yeah, Kings were 10. I think it's the second straight year they were number 10. Fitz was 30, and I think that is just known as the Warrior spot moving forward.
Boston was 22 with Scow.
That's pretty high. I was assuming 29, actually.
Yeah, that's exactly where they should have been, 29.
Oh man, Kings get 10. Hold on, let me see. I can get to 2 in just a second. 11 was Atlanta. 8 was Minnesota. OKC was 7. That's a little high for them.
Nobody's ever watched an OKC game.
Charlotte was 5. Portland does a really good job. They were
Portland
4.
Does do a great job.
They were 4.
Oh, I know. Iron Eagle. Is that's it right. Brooklyn?
Yeah,
that's
Brooklyn.
2.
Brooklyn is 2.
Yeah, that's right.
And they do a good job too.
They do very good job. I mean. Eagles very good.
He's
very, very good.
One of the young goats, but yeah. And of course, New York was number one.
That's well, Ian's the dad, right? Isn't Noah
the
young? He's not in Brooklyn, isn't it? Who? Where's Noah? LA?
Noah, LA Clippers, I think.
Yeah,
he's the Clippers, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And okay. He's going to be NBC, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Clippers was 6 too. Jim Jackson does a good job. He's on the Clippers broadcast.
Kings legend.
Kings legend.
Yeah. We'll come back. James is going to join us. Plus, at the top of the hour, we will have your opportunity at a $500 e-Visa gift card. The Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway, courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the big guy Vince Bloom. Your chance to win that $500 e-Visa gift card coming up next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.